All the Backlist, a weekly show about books that are not new. I'm your host, Liberty Hardy, and I'm little in the middle, but I've got much backlist. Today is November 10th, 2023, and for this week's episode, I'm going to talk about a couple of great backlist titles related to the week's new releases. So hello! How is everyone? It is Friday. It is my cat's birthday. Cats plural, the little orange boys. They're 5 years old today, which seems impossible. But it's true. What other exciting things are going on today? There's a Celtics game and there's books. That's all I got. That's all I need, really. Books, 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 books. I'm going to tell you about a couple of backlist titles today, speaking of books. But before I do that, we are going to hear from a sponsor.
Today's episode is brought to you by Sourcebooks Landmark. So King Solomon says something very interesting to his son before he dies, and that is, quote, "Don't let the white man take the house," end quote. These, as I just mentioned, are King Solomon's last words to his son as he dies. Now, all four Solomon siblings must return to North Carolina to save the kingdom, their ancestral home, and 200 acres of land from a development company. Told in Alternating Viewpoints, Long After We Are Gone by Tara Shelton Harris is a searing portrait of the power of family and letting go of things that no longer serve you, exploring the burden of familial expectations, the detriment of miscommunication, and the lessons and legacies we pass on to our children. It's an explosive and emotional story of four siblings, each fighting their own personal battle, because who isn't, who return home in the wake of their father's death. Make sure to check out Long After We Are Gone by Tara Shelton Harris, and thanks again to Sourcebooks Landmark for sponsoring this episode. Today's episode is brought to you by Flatiron Books, publisher of 888 Love and the Divine Burden of Numbers by Abraham Chang. So this is an interesting love story. It's great for fans of Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow and High Fidelity. It's set in the mid-90s at NYU. And it follows young Wang, who has gotten the advice of love through Chinese numerology from his uncle. So he believes that he will have seven great loves in his life. And then he meets Irena in 95. And she's like the best. She's brilliant, charismatic, quick-witted, funny. They fall in love. But the thing is, she's number six. So if he is to have seven great loves, does that mean his time with Irena is going to come to an end? So this is a love letter to Western pop culture, Eastern traditions, and being a first-generation New Yorker. Make sure to check it out. And thanks again to Flatiron Books, publisher of 888 Love and the Divine Burden of Numbers by Abraham Chang, for sponsoring this episode.
Okay. And now I want to remind you that the holidays are coming up. And guess what? TBR has paperbacks. It's happening, readers. We're bringing paperbacks. Whether you hate carrying around bulky hardcovers, you're on a budget, you want a wider range of recommendations, or all of the above, you can now get a paperback subscription from TBR, curated just for you by one of our bibliologists. You can also gift it. And as I said, the holidays, they are coming. So get all the details at mytbr.co. That's mytbr.co. And now, on to this week's books. These are books related to the week's new releases, starting with Fancy Meeting You Here by Julie Tu. This is Julie's third romance novel in 3 years. Woo! Very busy. But a couple of years ago, November 9th, 2021 to be exact, I talked about her first romance novel, her debut novel, The Donut Trap. It is one of a few donut-related romances that came out around that time, if I remember correctly. It's got that, my adult life is not working out how I thought it would, so I have to return home and work at my family business storyline, which happens in a lot of books, romances, mysteries. In this case, it's Jasmine Tran, who has to return home after having several public humiliations in her life. She's going to now work at her parents' donut shop. They really need her help. The rent has been raised. They don't know what they're going to do. And while she's there, she runs into her college crush, which is embarrassing for her because she thinks he's perfect. and handsome, and she's embarrassed that he's seeing her working at the donut shop. But as they get to talking, she's going to find out that he is not perfect, but sparks will fly. However, both of their parents are dead set against them becoming an item. But should they listen to their parents? Can they make their relationship work with the world against them? It's cute. It's charming. There are donuts. That's all you really need to know. It's called The Donut Trap by Julie Two. Also out this week is The Corset and the Jellyfish, A Conundrum of Drabbles by Nick Bantock. This is a book of 100-word stories with accompanying illustrations. The story is that supposedly someone left this manuscript on Bantock's doorstep and he's just passing it on to us. If you're familiar with his name or his work, you know that he does incredible illustrations and really weird stuff, starting with Griffin and Sabine, which came out in 1991 and was a huge, huge hit. Like, had never been seen before for a little art book. It's a little square book, just a little bit bigger than a 45 sleeve. And the book, Griffin and Sabine, is an imaginary correspondence between, yes, Griffin and Sabine. They've never met before, but they're exchanging letters and postcards. And in this book, as you go along, there are actual letters that you can remove from envelopes and in different like inks and fonts. And there are postcards and you can undo the string on some of the envelopes. And it has amazing artwork and fake stamps and postmarks. I believe there were 7 books in all. I don't know if he's going to continue it still, but there have been 7 books. When this book came out, I was in high school. My mom worked at the bookstore and also at the library because, as I mentioned, she locked down all the book jobs in town. And at the bookstore, Griffin and Sabine sold a ton of copies. At the library, it wasn't as successful as a library book because it would come back ripped. The letters were missing. The envelopes were ripped. But it's had just the most amazing artwork, and I'll never forget the ending. I think I read the second one, but I didn't continue after that. I'm not sure why. But seriously, this book is like legendary. It was on the New York Times bestseller list for so, so, so long. If you like art and mysteries and weird books, then you want to pick up Griffin and Sabine by Nick Bantock. And for Dealer's Choice this week, my friends, I don't know what it is, but recently, I just want to read celebrity memoirs. And it started even before I read the Britney Spears book a couple weeks ago. And now I am up to my eyeballs in celebrity memoirs. I have acquired a whole bunch that I'm really interested in reading. Right now I'm reading The Friday Afternoon Club, a family memoir by Griffin Dunne, which doesn't actually come out until next June, I think. Griffin Dunne is an actor and director and writer, famously starred in Who's That Girl with Madonna, which is where I knew him from first. But I also have Behind the Shoulder Pads by Joan Collins. She's 90 years old. She's still going. She wrote this book. She's 90. I love books by NBA stars, present and past. So I picked up Ice, Why I Was Born to Score by George Gervin with Scoop Jackson. I also just read Jumpman, which is the new biography about Michael Jordan, which was really great. And then, of course, this week, I picked up My Name is Barbara by Barbara Streisand, which is going to be one of the biggest books of the year, I think, but not as big as Britney for a couple of reasons. One, it's just not going to be as big as Britney. It's also like $15 or $20 more than the Britney Spears memoir, so I don't think it's going to sell quite as well, but I'm excited to read that. I don't actually really know that much about her. I know she's a singer, and I know she's an actress, and I know that she's been in lots of things, but like, I don't really know that much about her. And then after that, I might read Being Henry, The Fonz and Beyond by Henry Winkler, because why not? So yeah, I don't know what it is recently, but I just want to read about celebrities. And so I've got several thousand pages here to fulfill that wish. And that is it for me this week, book lovers. Thank you to our sponsor. Thank you to everyone who's joining me here today. You can visit mytbr.co to find out more and sign up for yourself or for a gift. It only takes a few minutes. That's mytbr.co. And you can find a list of the books I mentioned today in the show notes by visiting bookriot.com/allthebooks. And if you're a fan of All the Books and you want to give us a treat, you can leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever it is you get your podcasts. It helps other book lovers to find us. And if you want to talk about books or see pictures of my books or my cats, whose birthday it is today, you can catch me on Instagram at @fransandcomesalive. I'll be back on Tuesday to tell you about the week's great new releases. And for more recs or general bookishness, check out bookriot.com. And don't forget to check out our full stable of podcasts at bookriot.com/listen, or just search Book Riot on your podcast player of choice. Have a great weekend, kittens, and happy reading.